Welcome back to Confetti Filled Life Podcast. I am your host, Vicki Kotras, and I am back. Well, I'm sort of back. I am back from my long, drawn-out sabbatical that started with finding out I was pregnant, to being sick for 9 months or in pain for 9 months, to having my beautiful little baby, Charlie, that is just the light of my life, who makes me the happiest person in the whole world, to now refocusing and restructuring what it is that I want to do and how I want to show up in the world. So you very much deserve a high level, 10,000 foot view life update. And I shared a little bit about this in the past, but the podcast took a little bit of a backseat when in April of 2023, I found out that I was pregnant with my first child. And I, at the time, was really open to possibilities and opportunities, which in turn is one of the reasons why I feel like my beautiful baby Charlie was brought to me and sent from the heavens above. But I was making space in my life at the time for what my next big project would be. And so to catch you up, in December of 2022, after 5 years, 5.5 years of growing my first business, 3.5 years of growing my second, I finally decided to take that leap from corporate America and say sayonara. I am jumping full steam ahead into continuing to build my businesses and then working on some new kind of creative venture. And so I had really psyched myself up for this challenge. This was something that I was building for years. I mean, when I started my first business almost 6 years ago now, it was with the intention that I would be able to fly the coop one day. I had dreams of doing something more, of having a bigger impact on the world, of inspiring myself to take bigger actions and bigger risks than I felt like I was, that I had in my lifestyle at the time. And so when it all started happening, I thought, wow, I have to fill this huge void in my life with something. I have to take on a bigger, badder, crazier project than I've ever done before. And do you want to know what happened? The exact opposite. The stillness, the slowness, the feminine energy of just nurturing my body, nurturing my life is something that really took over last year. And I find that to be really funny and ironic is that in my mind, I had set myself up to take on something greater, grander, bigger, stronger, et cetera, because I wanted to use the momentum of leaving my corporate job to fill with another 40-hour-a-week project. And what I realized is I was still in that 9-to-5 mentality, very much so, of trading my time for money and wanting to fill my time and every minute with something that was scheduled and calculated. And that is all I had ever known. So here I am in April of 2023. I have some things in the pipeline. I'm cooking. I'm buying some new stuff. I'm networking with more people because I have a couple new ideas up my sleeve and I'm really excited about it. And out of nowhere, without planning this, without almost 7 years of not getting pregnant, I have a surprise pregnancy. And it forced me physically to slow down. It forced me to reflect, and it opened up something that I hadn't quite done before, which was to just relax. And I don't mean that in let's read a book and lay on the beach kind of relaxing, because I think those are the gifts we give to ourselves once or twice a year when we do take a vacation from our everyday 9-to-5, or not even 9-to-5, but when we take a break from our everyday lives and schedule. But what happened was I had to relax into the idea that I had no idea what I was in for. I physically didn't feel well enough to create and do and go and move and do all of the things that I was used to. So I had two options. One is that I could fight that feeling. I could do everything in spite of how I was feeling and just push myself and get back on that horse and tell myself, people do this every day, Vicky. Who cares? You know, it's your job to just push and grind and hustle. And or my secondary option was embrace how I felt and take a deeper look and say, it's okay. It's okay to chill. It's okay to just enjoy the moment as best as you can. And so that's what I did. So I didn't podcast and I didn't start a new business venture. And I didn't make as many changes as I had hoped or increase sales within my business by 40% and create a new sales channel for my businesses. All of the things that I had on my freaking 2023 vision board that I had made, you know, months and months prior. So I still laugh because I have this whiteboard in my office and it has 2023 goals. And my goals are things like they're personal and they're professional. So personal is like do yoga 5 times a week. Not just yoga, hot yoga, right? Because I'm a glutton for punishment. But I do love it. If you haven't tried it, you should, because it is amazing. So I do love it. It was things like make sure that you're podcasting every single day, that you're blogging 3 times a week, that you are go on two, not just one, but you go on 2 networking or meditation retreats, which is something I've always wanted to do. And my biggest audacious goal was let's replace all of your income from your professional job. Guys, I don't know if you write those goals in January of every single year when you're doing your new year, new me assessment, but that's a hell of a lot of pressure to put on oneself to accomplish in 1 year's time. And you know what I think those goals do is they don't make it fun, they make it sad, and they make you turn into a machine instead of the person that you are, the evolving, beautiful, messy, wonderful, scary kind of human being and that human experience. So professionally, I had these huge audacious goals. Again, creating new businesses, building our sales channels, increasing sales by 40%. If you've ever run a business, increasing your sales by 40% is a huge goal. So if you're building a business or you're in it now and you're not seeing those kinds of numbers, like that would be insane. Doesn't mean it can't happen. But ultimately, I have found peace with that, which is a ongoing process of the build. And if you are like me, where you are kind of a recovering corporate girly or man or whomever, you may also have that same idea that you are here to build and grow and you're creative and you're inspired. And so that must be what the energy is like. You know, you can really lean into inspiration and you become a bulldog. And the only thing that you are focused on is that carrot that's dangling in front of your face and that end result, that end goal. And that is what drives you. But what that does is it also alienates the idea, again, that you are not a machine, you're a human being. And there are ebbs and flows to every creative journey and every creative process. You cannot have that hustle and grind without having that quiet, that stillness, that reflection. So that's where I'm coming from in building my own confetti-filled life, is that there are times for everything, every chapter, every experience in our lives. My life has been a little bit slower in the past year. It's given me the most beautiful creation that I have ever made in my entire life. And one of the biggest reflections that I've made about bringing Charlie into this world is that on the outside, while he's the most beautiful thing I've ever created, I didn't have to do the things I normally do to actualize something into reality. For example, building my business, you know, I had to build my brand. I had to drop off free samples that every person who wanted to try. I was doing farmers markets and I was building websites. I was doing all of these things in order to build my business. I was relaxing while my body was building lungs and a heart and a brain and 10 little toes. And I wasn't hustling to make sure that the big blue eyes were growing inside of me. My body knew intuitively what to do. Nature took over and nature said, this is your time to rest. And this is when your body will do all of the work for you. And so I find that, again, to be very ironic that the change of my mindset and a lot of ours when it comes to it of thinking the only way to accomplish something is to attack, never stop, keep going, keep grinding, keep hustling. And in reality, we can see examples in nature itself that the most beautiful things in life can be created by slowing down, by chilling out, by letting go, by giving into that restfulness. So I want to announce that I am changing the concept of the confetti-filled life to be less about, to be more focused in on building and designing that the life that you want by building and designing a business that supports your dream lifestyle. I want to share things that I've learned that have worked really well as I've built my businesses over the past 6 years, some of the lessons that I continue to learn that I think will help create a blueprint for someone who wants to create a business, even a side hustle, has an idea, wants to express themselves, feels inspired to take action, to do something that they've never done before. That, to me, is a confetti-filled life. So I want to be more intentional with my words, with my with the podcast, and also offer consulting services to anyone who wants to experience that for themselves. Because what this journey has given me is more than just life lessons, but it has given me the opportunity to spend the time doing the things that I want to do, that I feel inspired to do, that I'm excited to do, versus just passing the time, collecting a paycheck, and then after that, making time to do the things that I want to do. And I find that to be so important, and I talk to people every single day about this, whether it's friends, whether it's family members, whether it's people who have found my Instagram and are interested in how to start their own business. I have consulted on this for many, many years, and I get the same kinds of questions. How do I even start? Where would I even start? How could I ever even leave my corporate job? And those are some big, juicy questions. Those are big things that ask of yourself to really look within and say, what is it that I want, first of all? What do I want to see when I wake up every morning? What is the kind of work that I want to do? How can I connect? Most importantly, what kind of impact can I have on the world and on my life and on my family? And those are things that really drive me, and I know that they're attainable. There are risks involved. There is work that needs to be done. There is self-discovery that needs to happen. But as those things all start to intertwine, it's like the Venn diagram of reality or of actualizing yourself. It's like, where do these intersections happen where you feel completely lit up where you are doing work and moving your body or engaging in some kind of activity that makes you feel that way? And how does that fit in with the lifestyle that you want to have? You know, if you don't like to wake up early, you probably shouldn't own a coffee business. If you're a night owl, maybe you would love to own a mobile bartending company. If you're an avid reader, maybe you could become a book blogger or own a very niche bookstore retail setup. I mean, there are so many businesses in the world that serve an amazing population. And I know you have an idea. Everyone has a $1 million idea. The only thing that's holding you back from bringing it to life is yourself and the idea that you cannot do it, that you are not worthy of bringing this into the world. But I'm here to tell you that you are. I'm here to celebrate you. I'm here to celebrate the magic inside of you, the beauty inside of you, and ensure that we are building a roadmap together that supports the life that you deserve to live. So some more to come. I will focus episodes on different pieces of building a business that are very that can be very helpful, and then sharing more about my consulting journey as I go. So excited to be a part of it with you. Thank you as always for following along, and stay tuned of what's to come. Make it a great confetti-filled day. Bye, guys.